Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Grace. She wants me to cover an article called, I Waited Until I Was 41 Years Old to Have Sex. Here's What I Learned in Many Years as a Virgin, by a woman named Amanda McCracken. First of all, does anyone seriously believe the story? Amanda also started having children in her early 40s. So what was she doing at the age of 20 to 40 except for working on her journalism career? When Amanda was 16, she was part of what is known as the True Love Wait Ceremony, where she pledged to wait until marriage to have sex. She said that she dated 100 men in the span of 20 years, before having intercourse, as she puts it. That probably means that she was doing everything up to that point. She also wrote a popular essay for the New York Times when she was 35 called, Does My Virginity Have a Shelf Life? Only in clown world can a 35 or 40-year-old female virgin be rewarded for her choice. While if it's a 40-year-old male virgin, they make movies making fun of him, where he would rather play with his action figures instead of females. What's really sad about Amanda's story is that she says it took her over 2 decades and 100 men later before she found a partner that loves her unconditionally. To me, that just means that she met a partner that lived up to her lofty expectations. But he was still sort of naive and able to fall in love after all those years and bond with someone because he hadn't bonded with too many other women before that. He hadn't received the typical emotional baggage men receive from getting divorce raped because it was amicable. Maybe he's a widow or he just never got married. But I saw pictures of the two of them on Instagram as well as their kid, and he's tall, slender, and he's got all his hair and looks like the perfect 45 to 50 year old Ken doll. He has much higher sexual marketplace value than she does. But even with all that being said, I have a really hard time believing that she's a virgin. First of all, because of her so-called virginity up to the age of 41. She would probably be considered on the upright politically because she's a Christian. Do you really expect all those big woke papers like the New York Times to let a so-called Christian conservative post a story about how virtuous she is and that she waited for the right man? But then again, who knows, maybe the women on the left like promoting the idea that the women on the right should remain virgins. Because if they do, then most normal guys won't stick around, if a woman won't let them stick it in her. You really gotta wonder what Amanda's agenda is here, if there even is one. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the 40-year-old virgin that had 100 boyfriends before having her cherry-popped clown world show. Amanda says that she had flings with some guy in Chicago every couple of years on and off in her 20s and 30s. She says that he never loved her and he would barely return her phone calls. That's probably because he was busy getting laid elsewhere. She also says that she would emotionally disconnect from men while having an alcohol-fueled encounter. She says that she was dating an ER doctor that broke her heart. Looks like she was doing whatever she could to land a high-value man. After that doctor, she met her husband and now has a daughter at 41. Has she settled because her biological clock was ticking down? Or because she really found a guy that's the one? Is she just saying that he's the one because she knows that he's going to read the article and that'll make him feel more confident that she'll never leave him and that they'll have a great marriage together? I'm sure it would get to many guys' heads that think that they deflowered a MILF and that 100 guys before them couldn't compete with them. But I see many women that only have one baby with a man as doing it as an anchor baby, to weigh the man down and make him stay. I don't know if the guy she's with is a Christian. If he is, then odds are with a baby in one arm and his 40-year-old virgin bride wife in the other, he knows it doesn't get much better than that. He probably believes there's no way she's leaving him. The article doesn't mention if she waited until they were married before he banged her either. There's even a photo of what appears to be Amanda topless from behind in the Insider article I shared. That's not exactly very Christian-like of her. But she also mentioned in the article that she's a feminist. Sounds to me like she's playing both sides, the conservatives and the liberals. She was probably doing that to increase her prospects while she was still dating. After all, she didn't want to pigeonhole herself in either the conservative or liberal camp to increase her available pool of men. I think that's about all I got to say about the 41-year-old virgin female that lost her virginity as a MILF. For the rest of the video, I want to cover an article called What Happens to Men Who Stay Bachelors Forever, According to Science, that came out in the end of 2021, which I linked to in the description. The article says that men who never marry or have kids might not be as lonely as they seem. At first, it sounds like it's going to be a great way to promote the bachelor lifestyle. It opens up by saying that bachelors are rich when it comes to having friendships. And why wouldn't they? It's mostly married men and those in long-term relationships that get cut off from their friends because their wives keep them too busy to talk to anyone or think for themselves. That 1 in 8 men report having no friends these days, and most of them are actually married men. Then the negatives begin in the article. The first one is that unmarried men make 10 to 40% less money than married guys. But we all know it's not about how much you make, it's all about how much you keep. I'll bet you anything that 80 to 90% of married men's post-tax income is spent on his wife and kids, while the bachelor probably banks at least 30 to 40% of his money. So he's better off financially making less. Less stress from a wife and less stress from overworking himself means less income, but it also means more savings. And that's probably something the scientific studies probably don't want to say because it pisses off the married guys. This article is by Lauren Vinopal, and she says that single men are money poor. Hardly. The next point is that unmarried men commit more crimes. Clearly, women don't marry criminals. For them, they're probably a lot of fun to fool around with, but not someone they'll actually stay with for the longer term. Lauren also says that guys that can't have children suffer regrets, and that they're being judged and possibly shamed for it. She even brings up the term incel for some reason. Of course, she's not exactly going to blame society for shaming childless men, but that's what it's really all about. She ends the article on a positive note by saying that bachelors demonstrate more emotional self-sufficiency. Of course they do. They don't have a cooch as a crutch to numb their emotional pain with love. She also says that another study shows that single people have a heightened sense of self-determination and are more likely to continue growing as people. That they also have more meaningful lives. That's true because when you're not putting your life force into maintaining a relationship, you can put that energy into developing and maintaining yourself. The article also opens up by shaming men by showing how we supposedly live. There's a picture of a man sitting on a mattress that's on the floor, playing video games on a blank CRT screen with tons of VHS tapes lying around. He's clearly being shamed for not growing up and still living like a child. It's hard to take the story seriously when the photo of the man looks like it's from the mid-90s. Lauren is either making it look like bachelors are losers that are behind the times, or they need to get married so women can help civilize them and help them purchase the proper technology for living. Maybe she's trying to show that single men are cheap, so they keep their old technology instead of spending on new stuff when the old continues to work perfectly. I don't know, but I'd be interested in knowing her justification for using that picture. As for Amanda, the 41-year-old former virgin, the most recent article I read from her was about her Valentine's Day in 2019. She spent it with her then-boyfriend, now husband, that took her virginity at the Colorado Learning Center of Human Anatomy. We also learned that her husband is a geologist, meaning he's paid well in his field, and also that Amanda took her boyfriend on a date to a cadaver laboratory, where they would see body parts and touch them. She says it led to a conversation about mortality and their limited existence on this planet. When I heard that, I thought to myself maybe she wanted to scare him about his mortality so he'd hurry up and marry her, take her virginity and give her a baby because life is too short. She said this in the article, and I quote, "It was weirdly intimate observing a cadaver whose skin had been peeled away, and organs dissected reminded us that despite what expectations we have for each other's eternal appearance, we are just bodies that will fall apart. But what we experience emotionally transcends death. How we make each other feel has a ripple effect on our community and family and friends," unquote. As I thought about that, I began thinking about cryogenically freezing my body at the Alcor Laboratory Extension Lab in Arizona, which is something I thought about doing a long time ago, before I realized that rebirth / reincarnation was actually a real thing. And that's something that many men going their own way can actually afford, because they don't have a wife, to put their bodies on ice until technology is ready to revive them, or at the very least, scan their brains in and maybe salvage some of their memories. Imagine what future historians can do with all that information. At the very least, they might be able to access it, and it might help them create a more convincing ancestor simulation in the future. You can also just have your head frozen in between having a child through surrogacy and freezing your body so you can come back to life one day in a glass jar like in Futurama. You're still better off doing that than getting married to a 41-year-old intercourse virgin. When I first read that there was a 41-year-old female virgin, I thought she must be really fat and have the face of a constipated trucker. But she looks somewhat average. The sad thing is that many women can make up stories about how they're virgins so they can try and boost their sexual marketplace value and get attention from men that they never would have before. especially if they're in their mid to late 20s and early 30s. My thinking is that if a woman really isn't having sex by the age of 25, then she's either a lesbian, asexual, afraid, or just plain prudish. Most women will jump on many men's bones somewhere from the age of 15 to 25, and they typically get super turned on by men. That's been my experience. So when I hear about a woman waiting that long, I think that she's either lying or there's something wrong with her. I wonder if she might have some mental issues if she's taking her date to dissect cadavers. In her story, she also said it was interesting to have looked at women's bodies and held one woman's lungs in her hands, and that woman visited the center while she was alive to see what it would be like someday when she was touched by complete strangers, as nothing more than a piece of meat on a metal slab. I don't know about you, but that sort of reeks of sexual frustration. I guess that's one way for her to still be fondled by some hot 25-year-old male med student someday. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Grace for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Amanda McCracken waited 41 years for someone to smash her crack. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that virtue signal that they're virgins, but odds are they've done everything except have a penis go up their schwing-schwang away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.